Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 24 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Currently in the city, 25 degrees. Looking for a low tonight of 16 and then 4 tomorrow. A little sunshine does return to our part of the country and a high of about 27 or so. With us in studio are Lyle Mueller of Iowa Watch and Katie Kuntz, here to talk about the documentary and panel discussion going on this evening here in Des Moines. Now, although the number of methamphetamine labs found in the state of Iowa has decreased, a recent report shows usage rates and the potency of meth available in Iowa has increased. And we're going to take some time and talk about that. But first, let us welcome both Lyle and Katie to the studio. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
So talk to us a little bit, Lyle Mueller, about what is Iowa Watch, and then we'll talk about what we're doing here in Des Moines tonight.
Iowa Watch is a nonprofit, nonpartisan news organization that was founded a little less than 5 years ago by a professor at the University of Iowa, Steve Berry, and a then doctoral student, Ted Gucci. It exists to do nonprofit, explanatory, and investigative journalism in collaboration with other media. So we have media partners all across the state, including the Des Moines Register, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and a number of radio stations as well. We produce this journalism as a public service. We do it because of the cutbacks that had existed in the industry several years ago, in which investigative reporting was cut back when staffers were shown the door at different news media outlets.
And that is not changed much.
No, it hasn't, and that still is going on, and it happens in two ways. One, just general cutbacks or sometimes reorganization.
Sure.
And I know that there's been a lot of information about the reorganization at the Register and other Gannett newspapers. So we're all experiencing this, and it's the reason behind the reorganization is to still work with new emerging models for funding for these different newsrooms in a shifting climate.
And Lyle Mueller, ladies and gentlemen, with Iowa Watch. One of the big things about Iowa Watch is your passion for transparency in reporting and in the media, correct?
Correct. We tell people what we're doing. We tell them where we got our information. We have links to our stories. We have links to the different source media that we use, and we're very open about what we're trying to do. And that's being done by a lot of news organizations now because people are interested in us. And the reason we do it is so that people trust us. And here's another reason we do it. A second component of Iowa Watch is educating students. We work side by side with college students because most of the 260-some stories we've published have been by college students. Mm. But it's been mentored and it's been edited so that it's good enough to be published somewhere else. With these students, we stress how important it is to be well-sourced, to be factual with what you have, and to tell the audience where you're getting that
Absolutely.
Information.
Absolutely. Lyle Mueller, ladies and gentlemen, with Iowa Watch. You know, it's interesting you should bring this up because we like to talk about this is non-toxic talk radio. We don't do politics or religion or crazy stuff here. We talk about the business of the day and with perhaps a slant towards trying to understand why certain things happen. Why is it that JetBlue today announced that they're going to have baggage fees and not as much room in the seats and things like that? And the answer is, consumers be damned. What we're going to do is we're going to look out after investors. And so it's a really an interesting mix of not only news but also business news that we do here on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. And so I can really appreciate where you're coming from when you take a look at not only transparency but also fairness in the news broadcasting world, because sadly, much of what is purported to be news often isn't.
You know, Michael, there is so much information out there now from so many sources and with different agendas behind some of those sources. Yep. That one of the things we are starving for is what's actually the truth out there. And so here's what we go by at Iowa Watch. We don't care so much what people say. We care what is. And our goal is to find out what is and tell that to folks. And then other people can reach their decisions about what they want to say about that news topic.
Excellent. Also with us in studio and gracing another microphone here is Katie Kuntz. Katie is a investigative reporter for the Rocky Mountain PBS News, Rocky Mountain Public Broadcasting Network, television and radio?
That's right.
Okay. And you have been responsible, one of the people responsible for this documentary that's going to be shown tonight, correct?
Oh, that's right, actually. Yeah, it was my story, and I shot it and edited it, and I had a couple of friends help me out. During the process of shooting, I broke my foot, so I had several people help me carrying my video cameras around, and a good friend of mine, Ian Servin, helped do all the graphics, so that was pretty amazing.
Yeah. So tell us, we gave a little bit of a peek about what's going on. Meth addiction continues to be an issue. It may have dropped utilization of that, but one of the things that's concerning is the purity levels, and it's higher. And give us the backstory.
Sure. So one of the things that I found throughout doing this research is that meth dropped off quickly in around like 2007 and has actually been increasing every year since 2008.
Really?
So that would be meth labs being picked up, portion of the prison that's due to drugs. It's mostly due to meth. Over half of our drug-related incarcerations are meth-related. And then one of the biggest things for me has been the number of children who have had access to meth. And I mean like little children, like two-year-olds and children crawling around, getting it into under their hands.
We just had a story last week here in Des Moines about that very thing. And the mother ended up going to jail because of a child endangerment.
Sure. That's absolutely part of the problem. And so when I started looking at the story, actually, I wanted to know more about kids who live in homes with parents who are using meth, what happens to them. And some of the most important findings were that they're getting it into their bodies. They're sometimes suffering, especially from neglect. And oftentimes it seems to be happening more and more often.
Katie Kuntz, ladies and gentlemen, she's a reporter who put together this particular documentary that's going to be shown tonight down at the Des Moines Register building.
That's right.
And you have a panel discussion as well. What is the takeaway from this? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I hope that we can highlight this issue that still exists in Iowa, because I think that a lot of people thought that this has been going away and getting better, and I don't think that's the case at all. So first of all, I wanted to bring some awareness to the fact that this is still happening. The other thing is that we have more and more data about these kids, and we've had, at least in 2013, more than 1,000 kids who tested positive for meth, but only a very, very small portion of these kids are actually being tested. One of the things we found is that not very many hospitals test kids for meth. They don't always know about it. There's very, very few resources for drug-endangered children, and also the ongoing support. So if you've suffered from neglect, it's really hard to sort of overcome that.
And you're in Denver. You're based in Denver.
That's
with
right.
Rocky Mountain News and PBS. Why Iowa, and why would you come back here?
Oh, well, I graduated from the University of Iowa in May. So I am an Iowa Watch reporter and very, very fresh out of this. I did this project as my sort of senior year. This is what I'm going
to
do.
It's your swan song to Iowa, huh?
So, yes. Yeah, I started it in my junior year in a class as like a 3-minute video, and we decided that there was enough there that we were going to go for it and try sort of a documentary.
What was the most surprising thing that you found as you were creating this documentary?
Well, the most surprising thing that I found is that it's really hard to pinpoint what's going to make someone want to use meth unless their parent used meth. Mm. And all of a sudden, if you are a child who grew up with a parent who used meth, the likelihood that you will try it too just kind of skyrockets. And so talking to one of the children who became a meth addict because her mother used meth was probably the most just shocking thing for me.
One of the things about methamphetamines that I have never quite understood is that it is not only detrimental to your way of life and to your economics and to your family and all those things, but it's got some serious health concerns that go along with it as well. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely right. But the thing is that
once you're addicted, you just got to have it.
I think that's absolutely true, and it produces this sort of chemical feeling. I think one of the researchers we talked to said that it releases more endorphins than really anything else. I mean, 10 times as much as cocaine can do. So it makes you feel like a superhero where nothing else really can do that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So tonight is the screening of this particular film at the Des Moines Register. It's 7 o'clock this evening. And you also have a panel discussion. What's that about?
Well, I think that there's still so many questions. I mean, what can we do is sort of the biggest thing. And we tried to offer some options, but we're on this panel, we're going to have a doctor who works with a lot of these students. She helped me with the Drug Endangered Children's Program. She's trying to bring people together. We've got the
Jasper County Assistant Attorney, Scott mm-hmm. Nicholson.
Yeah, Scott Nicholson will be there. And so he also works with the Drug Endangered Children Task Force, trying to get resources out to these kids and make sure that, you know, you're monitoring them and following them and trying to give them a chance.
We've been talking with Katie Kuntz, ladies and gentlemen. She is the person that put together this documentary. And it's quite a shocking piece of information that, quite frankly, many of us just don't think about it anymore, because we are under the assumption that methamphetamine use is down and there aren't as many labs, but you've found exactly the opposite.
Yes.
Yikes. Thank you, Lyle, for coming in and doing this. We
Thanks
appreciate
for having
it.
Us, Michael.
Thank you, Katie, and good luck to you in Denver. You know,
Thank you very much.
I was reading your card. What's the best part of your job in Denver?
Well, so far it's been that I've gotten an opportunity.
I get paid.
That's absolutely one of the biggest parts. But also some national exposure and the opportunity to just learn from some very talented journalists.
Well, I would imagine as a reporter in Denver with all of this conversation about medical marijuana and marijuana as a recreational drug, Iowa is also into that place. And just recently, the Iowa Board of Pharmacy was having that discussion here in Iowa, how to reclassify, or should they reclassify marijuana. And it's been really interesting.
The governor has said that he will not prosecute those who have oil extract for medical use.
The governor of where?
Of Iowa.
The governor of Iowa. Right. Yeah.
So this happened recently, yes.
Exactly. Well, the problem is that
you can't get it here.
You can't get it here. It's not manufactured here. We
right.
can't watch how it's created.
That's
and
correct.
We have to go to Colorado to get it and pass through Nebraska or Kansas, both of which consider it a felony. So,
and there's no testing. So
yeah.
it's just troubling. But yeah, absolutely. I've covered marijuana, and check it out on USA Today.
There you go. Thank you very much. Katie Kuntz, thank you very much. Lyle Mueller from Iowa Watch. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the Wall Street Journal report. We've got the stocks of local interest. We'll take a look at the commodity numbers as well, and that's just ahead of our time with our friend Mike Pace. He's actually going to be here in the flesh this half hour to talk about his book and a whole bunch more. Thanks for being with us. This is Insight on Business, the News Hour.